in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today we're going to look at the identity of Yahweh. And I pray that after we've discussed this, he will become more real to you. We're going to be looking at John chapter 14, the first 14 verses. Number of questions relating to Yahweh. Who is Yahweh? Is he just in our imagination, or is he real? Has anyone seen him? Has anyone actually spoken to him? Has he spoken back? Where is he? How can we know him? Many people have so many questions about God. The skeptics scoff at us and they say things like, oh, that's just your religious crutch. It's all in your imagination. However, many people are seriously searching for something that is real, something that they can anchor their lives on, a God who is real and actually exists. So the first question is, who is Yahweh? Most of the Bibles that we buy have chosen to substitute God's name with the Lord with capitals, or God with capitals, the Lord Almighty with capitals, and so on. But our God is a name, and his name is Yahweh. Quite a strange name for us Westerners, but that's his name. And seeing that he has told us his name, wouldn't it be respectful for us to use it? We don't refer to an orthopedic surgeon as Mr. Surgeon. He has a name. So we call him Mr. Bones, which is more polite. Yahweh is a Hebrew name, just as Giuseppe Verdi is Italian. And because we are English speaking, doesn't mean that we can call him Joseph Green. We call him Giuseppe Verdi. How do we know the name of God? When Moses was being commissioned to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt about 3,500 years ago, God said to him, I appear to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. At least that's what you will read in most Bibles. Here's all of what that verse says, except it's not his name. The Hebrew Bible puts it this way, I appear to Avram, Yitzhak and Yaakov as El Shaddai, although I did not make myself known to them by my name, Yahweh. El Shaddai is not God's name. It's just his title. El means God and Shaddai means teat, and so El Shaddai would mean God is our succorer. Yahweh means the self-existent one, so he could say to Moses, tell the people, I am sent you. I am that I am, or I will be what I will be. Yahweh is his name. Does that make sense to you? Secondly, is he in our imagination, or is he real? Let's look at a real-life situation this morning. The disciples were there with Jesus. It was just before the Passover, and Jesus was talking to his disciples. John chapter 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to be with me. And you know the way where I'm going. Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him, and you've seen him. Question is, where was Jesus? He was actually right there in front of him. Was he real, or just a figment of their imagination? He was actually physically there for them to see and speak to. And so, Jesus is real. He needs to be real to you. And because he is real, Yahweh is real. Thirdly, has anyone seen him and spoken to him? And has he actually spoken back to them? Jesus said to them, believe in God, believe also in me. If you'd known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you do know him and you've seen him. Early in John chapter 30, he said, I and my Father are one. And the Pharisees actually tried to stone him for that because he declared himself equal with Yahweh. Jesus said, and you know the way where I'm going. Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you do know him and have seen him. What a statement. What an amazing statement. Those disciples were busy talking to God. They just didn't know. They didn't realize this. Yahweh was there before them, and he was talking to them. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. It's enough for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. I wonder if the disciples comprehended this. I'm not so sure that they did. Fourthly, where is he? Jesus explained this. He said, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I'll come again and take you to be with me. And you know the way to where I'm going. Thomas said, Lord, we do not know the way where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. Earlier in chapter 13, Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus said, where I am going, you cannot follow me now. But you will follow afterwards. Okay, so he was going someplace, he was going somewhere, but they couldn't follow him at that time. It almost sounded quite cryptic. What did Jesus actually mean? He meant that he was about to die on the cross of Calvary, that very Passover, and they couldn't follow him at that time. So the way was death, and the place was life after death, which the disciples would not have understood too well at all, because Jews believe that after death comes Sheol, which is a dark netherland. But death is not the end. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. He was saying, I will come back again. This life after death is spiritual. And Jesus was telling them what he was going to be doing in that spiritual realm, in the realm where Yahweh dwells. This is another dimension to the one in which we operate. It's bigger. It's limitless. It's timeless. It's without sin. It's more beautiful and wonderful than the dimension in which we currently live. Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 2:9, he says, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man can imagine, what God has prepared for those who love him. Isn't that exciting? Yahweh is there because Yahweh is spirit. And if he is spirit, how can we know him? John chapter 1 and verse 18. John writes, he says, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with God, has made him known. In this life, we cannot live without blood. And in the next life, we cannot go there without the blood of Jesus. Jesus' blood is the gateway between this life and the next. When Jesus shed his blood on the cross at Passover, he bled and died, and the veil in the temple was torn open, making a way for us to enter right into the very presence of God. Jesus' blood is the way into the presence of Yahweh. Because Jesus died and rose on the third day, he said, as he said he would, we can know Yahweh because he is alive. How can we know him? Yahweh lives in another dimension, the spirit world, which we cannot look into. We cannot see him with our physical eyes. How are we to make this transition? How are we to make this connection? The answer is in Jesus. Yahweh took on a human body called Jesus. And the veil between the spirit world and our own is the blood of Jesus. God said in Leviticus 17:11, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood." Our very existence in this life and in the next life depends on blood, the blood of Jesus. As we read the Gospels, we too, like those disciples, can listen to and talk to Yahweh. Yahweh is spirit and he is alive and in Jesus. He is personal. When we believe and commit ourselves to Jesus, he comes by his Holy Spirit and dwells within us. God dwelling in a human body. Is he real to you today? I pray he is. He can be. That old well-known verse in John chapter 3 and verse 16 is still true today. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I trust that this has been encouraging to you this morning, and I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you today. Amen.